Thank the Lord for examples that we find in the life of Moses and Joseph, David, Abraham, Paul, Timothy, Onesimus, and others. I wonder tonight, are we faithful? The two characteristics that characterize the life of these three Hebrew children, simply this, they were fearless and they were faithful to the Lord. In conclusion, we would say this, that God is unchangeable. His foundation is sure. His foundation is that which can never be moved. We are changeable as men and women, and it is man that does the changing. You see, we pick up our space and we move our hand, we move our hand, we move our life to that which to us seems greenest, to that which to us seems that which will satisfy. We drive our stakes, the stakes of our life, down deep. And we say we have it. But then the wind comes, the storms blow, and we find ourselves toppling over and turning over and over and over. And as we turn, we see behind that which we've left, the foundation of God, who was with and was before, and who was in the beginning. This is the true life and the foundation for true life. It is having a faith in God. It is having a faith in the Lord that will not depart from that which is true. It is a faith in God that God Himself will deliver us. Faith is the victory. Do you have faith in us? Songwriter beautifully expressed it, have faith in God. Not in anything else, but in God. So oftentimes we can be worried about not seeing the future. But with faith, we know that God sees it all. He sees the entire picture, and He can see how we will come out. Outside of the church, I notice a lot of trees. I notice a lot of small ones and a lot of large ones. I wondered to mind as I drove up, if a strong wind should come through the trees around here, which tree would bend the more, a small tree or a large tree? And naturally, the small tree will bend. Simply because you might say it is smaller, its trunk is smaller, there are few roots to go deep into the ground. We can make this comparison in all reverence and all due sincerity. We can liken ourselves as the tree. And again, I repeat, in all reverence, we can liken the ground to God. Jesus, as He said, I am a mediator, holding your hand and holding the hand of God, speaking figuratively, and trying to pull us together. He has power to pull us, but He does not have the power to try to pull us against our will. And as He is pulling us, as we let Him lead us, we try to reach after the other things, and as a result of that, we find that we're not making the progress as we should. But Christ is the mediator that pulls us together, that holds us firmly in the ground. I wonder if you ground this mind if you should as a Christian. You know anything about a TV set or a radio? You know that if it's not properly grounded, it will not function properly. And if you're not properly grounded in God tonight through Jesus the Christ, you will not function properly. You may function as a Christian, but you will not function properly. The foundation for our true life. I believe Paul says everything I've said tonight in one statement. Recorded in 1 Corinthians 3:11. For absolutely no foundation can you tonight lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus the Christ. No other foundation than that which is laid, which is Jesus the Son of God. God's Son and our Savior. You know what He wants you to do tonight? He wants you to reach out and hold on to Him so you can have something that will hold you still in this turbulent world in which we live. He wants you to build your life upon His foundation, and He Himself said, I am a rock. I am a rock. And let's not be content in grabbing after those things that we think will help us when the storm flows. We only find that which we are holding on to picks up and goes, and we go with it. Years ago, a man performed a great feat before a lot of people. He was billed in newspapers as being the human fly. No doubt you read about it in the paper several years ago. He was going to scale a very tall building. Long before the time came, people crowded the streets. The policemen came and blocked all the roads off so that everybody could come, assemble themselves, and see the great feat that was to take place. And sure enough, at the appointed time, the man appeared on the balcony of the building, and he started walking up the side of the building by holding on to the window ledge and then holding out, looking up for a brick that may be protruding or a piece of mortar. He would hold on to it and pull himself up. He was making a lot of progress, and every now and then he would slow down and stop, or maybe he would almost slip, and the people would fly, but yet they watched him as high as he went. Finally, he was at the very top, except he just lacked a few inches. Just a few inches of reaching the very top ledge. And the people wondered why he stopped, and then they realized he was looking around, trying to find something that he could hold on to, something that he could grasp onto, and then just, he would reach the top.
And then it appeared that he found that which he was looking for. He reached his long arm out to what to appear to the people to be nothing but a very small speck. But it wasn't long enough. The distance between the little speck and his fingertip, only 2 or 3 inches. And yet that 2 or 3 inches could mean life or it could mean death. And the man strained very hard trying to reach the speck, which to his eyes, of course, was something that would be that which he needed to get to the very top. He tried again, but he could not make it. And then he knew he had to do one of two things. Either he had to give up, be a failure, and of course have his reputation ruined, or he could do the other thing, the thing which perhaps might mean his life or his death. And that, of course, was to just make a final lunge out for it and try to grasp it. Well, the latter was his decision. And the crowd watched him as all of a sudden, as the crowd gave out a tremendous scream, the man made a jump and he reached out for that little black speck and he caught it. And the people cheered. They began clapping and crying and shouting because the man had succeeded. With just one more step, he would be on the top. But then, to the amazement of the entire people that were watching below, all of a sudden the man began falling, and down he went. He tumbled to his death. When the people walked over to him and turned his body over, they found his hand was clenched. And they wondered what was in his clenched fist. And one at a time, one finger at a time, they began opening up his fist. And there they found, clenched very tightly in his fist, a cold, damp, gray cobweb. The man had risked his life for a cobweb, and yet he thought it was a brick. I wonder if there's not a parallel here. Are there not people today who are reaching out for that which they think will save them? Are there not people here this evening reaching out for that which they think will satisfy them, that which they think will help them? But yet when they grasp onto it, they're going to find that it is nothing but a cobweb, something very flimsy, something that will give away when the life is placed upon it. The cobweb is likened unto a tumbleweed, which tumbles around, which has no support. And what a difference there is between the tumbleweed or cobweb and the Empire State Building. The Empire State Building representing the life of an individual firmly grounded upon a rock. I wonder this evening what category you can place yourself in.
Are you reaching out for Christ, the firm one, the only sure foundation in a turbulent world in which we live? Or are you reaching out for something that may give the appearance of the Christ, but yet it is of the devil? Which are you reaching out for this evening? It's your decision to make. I wonder, wouldn't you give your heart to Jesus? Wouldn't you say, Lord, just as I am, I give myself to Thee. I'll reach out in faith. I'll reach out in faith knowing that You're going to reach out too, and You're going to help hold my hand. And hand in hand, we will live together. I wonder, would You not make that Your covenant with the Christ right now in the stillness of this moment? As we very reverently and very prayerfully stand as the choir sings, would you not give your heart to Jesus and fully trust Him? Perhaps you're a Christian here this evening and you need to move your church membership. You need to join up with these Christians so that together you with these other Christians, you can stand up for Jesus and live a life like the three Hebrew children, standing firm. Would you not, just as you are right now, step out? The first step is the hardest, and after that the Lord will help you as He leads you down to the front. Rededicate your life. Come on profession of faith. If you come, others will come. Would you not come just as you are right now?
You have been listening to Mr. L. Neil Carlson of Elysian Fields Baptist Church in New Orleans speak during revival at East Gary, Indiana, in the greater Chicago area. The message, How Three Stood Firm, was originally tape-recorded during the revival, Saturday evening, April 18, 1959.